This is the IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 105, Time and Writing and Writing and Time. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy episode, we're going to give you the exact way to organize your time for task 1 and task 2 on the writing exam. Hey, Jessica, what's going on for you today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I get to go to the gym this afternoon, and I'm really excited about that.
Are you going to lift weights at the gym? Are you going to work on the knee?
Yeah, exactly. Lots of repetition and working on just the leg muscles getting stronger. So yeah,
I like that.
It's good. What about you?
Well, that's exciting. I really hate going to the gym because I feel like when I go in there, it just smells bad and it's indoors. But you know, everybody has their thing, right?
I used to never go to the gym, but now I have to. So it's You take your joy where you can.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. Yeah. So now things are good. And today we got an interesting question, Jessica, from one of our awesome IELTS Energy listeners. But before we go into that, Jessica, I want to thank our reviewers because we had some awesome IELTS Energy listeners who took the time to go over to iTunes to give us a big thank you and leave us a review. So thank you to Endless Amnesia from Spain. Interesting name. Tanya. I like that one too. Tanya Godoy from Denmark and Schwamkop from Turkey.
Excuse my pronunciation. I want to know how we're supposed to say that because it sounds awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for going over to iTunes and leaving a review for IELTS Energy. I just forwarded those reviews to Jessica and she was happy and I was happy and we are feeling good. So guys, if you haven't left a review in iTunes yet, please go on over there and leave us a review for IELTS Energy. Woo!
Yes. I love reading our reviews. I get so excited when I see there's a new review.
It's amazing because we just like to know that we're helping you guys out and we just want you guys to accomplish your goals. You know, we're here to help you. We're here for you. It's about your life dreams. And that's why we want to help you guys on this exam. Speaking of the IELTS, Jessica.
Speaking of IELTS, as we do.
So we know that one thing that some of our listeners struggle with is time management in the writing test. We talk about time on the reading, but we haven't talked about it yet on the writing test. How much time do we have for both writing tasks?
Yeah, this is an important topic, actually. I see some mistakes being made here and some myths that teachers are telling students. First of all, you have 1 hour for the writing. You have 60 minutes. So the general rule of thumb is to spend 20 minutes on task 1 and 40 minutes on task 2. So first, let me tell you what not to do.
Okay, let's start with that.
Because I hear this a lot, actually, from teachers and students. So we all know, well, we should know, that task 2 is longer, so it's worth more points.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
As it's weighted grade-wise, it's worth more. So some teachers tell their students to start with task 2 and make sure they get all that done and do a good job there before going to task 1. I don't see that working a lot, honestly, because students get so involved in task 2 because it's more creative. You have to come up with your own ideas that they don't keep track of the time. And then by the time they finish, they have like 10 minutes for task 1 and then they don't finish it. And so they lose a lot of points overall.
I see. Interesting. So should task 1, we should go, you know, in order and use task 1 as more of a warm up then?
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. That's a good way of thinking of it. I think like get the short one out of the way first, and then you know that you're left with a whole 40 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever you have, you're left with that whole time to focus on the big essay. Cause that's what takes more brain power, I think, right? Cause it's like, you're generating your own original ideas. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
So just, I always say this for all parts of the test, like just do what the exam tells you, you know, on listening when they say, look at the questions, don't like start answering, you know, just like do what the exam tells you. So start with task one. And we always have three steps in the writing process, right? So we have to plan and then we write and then we check. Time-wise, I'm a planner. I love to like take notes and organize ideas. So I tend to spend more time planning. But you know, if you're not as much of a planner as I am, maybe you'll spend more time writing. But I think a good guideline, a place to start practicing is spend 2 to 3 minutes planning for task one. And then you have, let's see. So that's 3 minutes and then 15 minutes writing the essay. And then you have a couple minutes left over to check.
Jessica, we're back with a little tidbit here. And Jessica, we know that one of the things that our listeners struggle with is understanding how to come up with ideas for writing, creative ideas. What can we do to help our listeners to get better at this skill?
Okay, cool. So on a recent episode, we gave you guys resources for practicing how to come up with ideas. One way is just to practice, right? You guys just have to practice being creative in your writing and your brain gets used to that. So we have a creative challenge for you guys, okay? We want you to imagine your life 10 years from now in 2025.
Wow.
Assume that you guys have achieved your IELTS goal, have achieved the goals after IELTS. Your dreams are accomplished. What is your life like? 10 years from now, what will your life be like if you achieve your dreams?
I like that. And so what do we want our listeners to do after they've written this super cool essay? Where should they write it?
Write it on just a Word doc, okay? And then you can visit our blog, episode 105.
Yeah.
And leave us the link if you have it online, or just copy and paste, and we'll read them. And then we will choose the two best, our two favorite writings, and we will invite those people to come on the podcast and have a little chat with us about how coming up with ideas and the creative writing process.
Exactly. So we know this is something that you guys struggle with. So we want to use some good examples of some awesome listeners who have figured out how to do it well. So guys, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, go up to the search box on the upper right hand corner and type in 105 and you'll get to this blog post, and then copy and paste your article in there.
Yes, yes.
I love
it. Please try this out, guys, because one way of achieving your dreams is to visualize it, right? So let's do it. Let's do this exercise and see how good it makes you feel.
Absolutely. And we're excited to have some listeners on the podcast. You know, you guys are building great skills here, and it's time to share your skills with other listeners. So let's do it, guys. See you at blog post 105. Thanks, guys.
Sweet. Awesome. See you
later.
Bye,
Jessica.
Bye.
Yeah. And in other episodes, Jessica, we've talked about the importance of planning, right? So, you know, if you guys feel like you're tempted to skip over planning, it sounds like a dangerous idea to me to skip over planning, because that's where the ideas start. That's the foundation of the entire essay, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So when we plan, we're organizing the essay before you write. So you can't write and think about organization and vocabulary and grammar. You can't think about all these things at once.
No.
So that's why we split it up, you know, focus on the organization and ideas first. And then when it comes to writing, it's easy because you already have all of your information and all of your ideas. You just have to think about vocabulary and grammar.
I like that. I like that. So don't skip over the planning. Don't rush through it. Give yourself at least those 2 to 3 minutes to really write out a solid outline and a plan. Okay, cool.
Yeah. In task one, I don't see how anyone could just like dive in and start writing about a graph. Like you need to think about this for a couple minutes. And you know, I have a system that we've mentioned, the three key system, that I developed, and it tells you exactly what to look for on the graph, what to circle, you know, exactly how to plan before you go into the writing. So
in our course, we go into a lot more detail on that in our course, guys. We don't go into as much detail on this podcast, but if you want to learn about our course, you can go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and there's a video on the homepage. You can get into your trial for $1 for the first 3 days. You can check it out. Okay, Jessica, and what else about that time management on task one?
So let me tell our student, because we have adult listeners. I could speak to them like adults. Let me tell you exactly why these steps are important. All right. You have to spend a couple minutes planning, in order to get a high score for task achievement and a high score for cohesion and coherence. That's the organization. Okay.
Interesting.
And then after you write, you have to check your work for vocabulary and grammar. In our course, I tell you exactly what to check for, right? But you have to check for these things in order to get a higher score for vocabulary and grammar. So each of these three steps, it are necessary in order to get the highest score possible.
Oh, I like it. I like how these steps have been reverse engineered from the actual grading criteria. I love it. I love it. It's brilliant. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's task one. And then in task two, easy to split this one up. 5 minutes for brainstorming, for planning. And that's where you write down everything you think of. There are no bad ideas. Try and write continuously for the whole 5 minutes. Everything you think of. Okay. So plan for 5 minutes and then, you write for, 30 minutes, spend 30 minutes writing the four paragraphs and then always leave 5 minutes to check. So when you're checking, we're looking for things like spelling mistakes, repeated vocabulary, because that's hard to catch while you're writing. But when you read it again, you could see, oh my gosh, I used the word advantage 5 times. Maybe I should say benefit. Or positive.
Right. Yeah. No, and that's why these steps matter so much, because you can't check for everything at the same time when you're writing or when you're planning. You really need to break it down into these steps.
Yeah, it's a must. I mean, shoot, I'm a native speaker and I write all the time. Like that's besides podcasting, my other job is writing. So like I do this and I can't imagine writing anything, even in English, without like thinking about it first and then without checking my work after, you know?
Yeah. And when we have the structure and when we really understand the structure and how to use it, and when we've practiced a structure like this, we can go into this test with real solid confidence and we don't need to worry about time management because it's built into our plan.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you want to take away every reason for you to feel nervous, right? This is a big thing you feel nervous about. So, as to practicing the timing, guys, remember that you can't time yourself right away. Your first goal is to learn how to write a good essay, A good task one essay, a good solid task two essay. And I mean, geez, I've heard students say they took 3 hours to write a task two essay. That's a little much, but I think if that is your process for writing the best essay, then that's fine. So work on that. And when you're confident you can produce a good essay, then you start worrying about timing. You know, then you use your phone, set the timer and keep track of that.
Oh, I like that, because that's a question that we had from one of our listeners a few months back, right, Jessica, about when do I start preparing under test conditions? And I liked your answer where we talked about we've got to learn those strategies first as our foundation. Then we can bring them into the test conditions, taking the practice test, but not before.
Really? I mean, any huge goal you have, I mean, IELTS is an enormous goal. Your goal after IELTS is the enormous goal. Yeah. IELTS is a sub goal, but any like big thing you're trying to accomplish, you need to take it step by step. I mean, there are, Lindsay and I were just talking about this before we recorded. Yeah. Like there are so many options open to you guys. Sometimes it seems like too much. So take a step back and make a list, you know, have a study plan where you're like, today I'm going to learn about planning task one, just the planning. And then tomorrow I'll learn about the essay, or, really break it down step by step.
Absolutely. And if this test is something that you guys really need to pass, which I'm assuming most of you need to pass this test. And if time and money is short for you guys, don't waste your time trying to create your own study plan and trying to create your own strategies. You will just take the test too many times. You'll have to retake it. And we don't want to see that. We've received a few emails from listeners who have said that they've needed to take it 7 times, 8 times.
Oh my gosh.
We don't want to hear that, right, Jessica?
Oh, no.
So guys, do yourself a favor and check out our course or find yourself a good, solid system. But if you want to check out ours, you can go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get into the trial. Jessica, I'm glad we addressed this issue of time management, because I think this also taps into the anxiety factor. But if we know anxiety is a big deal on the test.
Yeah, for sure. Of course. Yeah, that's why preparation is so important, you guys. Check out our website, check out our resources, because we are here to help you guys prepare.
We are here for you guys. All right, let's wrap it up for today. Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.